The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Just having a cup of tea and a raisin bread with peanut butter and jelly on it. There's
what
not
kind
much
of tea?
More.
What kind of tea?
Something that will sound effects now.
Mm-hmm. We get sound effects from Creamins.
You do. Creamins is our sound guy.
There we go. We finally found something that we can give him for a job that will.
Yes, finally. We
no
finally
equal.
Found what he's good at. You know what? Listen, he's drinking.
Hey, Kosh Jankura, John Creamins, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions. We're going to invent something that will silence Creamins. Once and for all. I'm not sure what that's going to be.
It's called steak and lobster.
Oh, is that
what it is? I'm drinking out of my Guantanamo Bay U.S. Naval Base cup.
We have Guantanamo Bay U.S. Naval Base coffee cups.
Really? How'd you get those?
We have to smuggle them out of the
facility. Of Cuba.
But we did do it. It took. We had to swim across 90 miles, and we have got it. We've succeeded. We have two of them.
You know what? It would be a great take.
They got some great orange jumpsuits to go with it, Doug.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they have. Right. You know, there are some really great islands off the coast of our country. Cuba's one of them. It's so stupid. As a Canadian-American, the essence of this ACOS, this is one of the things that drives me nuts. We have this island that is absolutely beautiful. There's a lot of a really good business that we could do with this island, and we are so stupid. We want not to, so we give it all to the Canadians. This is why the reason I'm bringing it up is because you can get to Canada, you can get to Cuba by going to Montreal or Toronto or whatever it is, but you can't get there from Miami, you can't get there from Washington, you can't get there from Boston directly. You got to go to Canada because they're communists, and we can't do business with the communists.
Doug, is that the lawnmower guy again?
Still be a snowblower guy.
I have actually, this was funny this morning. This is a visualization for those of you who are listening. That may or may not know, I do my program from a studio, have my farm. And I haven't really soundproofed it per se because I have a little fun stuff going on. So this morning was like Ghostbusters. Richie and I were talking about it because they were very, there were three guys going across. And by the way, on this farm, I've lived in this house, I built it 35, 36 years ago. I have never moved one leaf anywhere from around here. I just leave the stuff. But this year, because the guys that run the lawn maintenance company wanted to park some of the equipment on the farm, I said, yeah, you can. You don't have to pay me. Just take care of my lawn. So now they have this crew that's around all the time. They're into everything, meticulously grooming all of this stuff. Richie, you wouldn't recognize the place.
I bet.
Because of all the grooming. So they had this team of, like, the Ghostbuster guys with the blowers moving the leaves off of the lawn this morning at 7 o'clock. There's three of them, and it's like an army going across the lawn. So they went by the studio window, and Richie says, what the hell is going on? And it was like a scene out of Ghostbusters. Yeah, they're still here. They're still chasing the leaves around.
That must be one heck of a big yard.
I'm just sitting here drinking my Cuban rum and smoking my Cuban pipe.
Bet you guys. Now, have you ever been to Cuba?
I have not been to Cuba. The reason I haven't been to Cuba, John and my best friend is David Carrera, and his family was persecuted in Cuba. And David made a promise to his grandfather that he would not go back to Cuba while Castro was still there. And so we're waiting for that magic day when David, I, and John will head back to Cuba. Because I want to go with a Cuban. I don't want to go to the resorts. I want to go with a real Cuban experience.
Yeah, like he's going to know. He's never been to Cuba.
He's got family. He'll take care of business.
Fascinating. I think what I've been told about it is a fascinating place. So much history.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous. A great, great place. And here but again, it's so silly because we're sitting here. How many businesses? This program is all about business. The creation of
business. You just had a guy tell you that his best friend's family was persecuted by the reason. That's the reason we don't go there.
No, I understand.
That's right. Well, thank you.
But there are plenty of Chinese that have been persecuted. Look what happened to Tiananmen Square.
We gave them most favorite nation status.
Yeah,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. It makes no sense at all. there's all kinds
How does that help our inventors, small American inventors, to give China most favored nation status?
Well, they can rip off all of the ideas from the inventors, and the inventors can go over and get their stuff made cheaper.
Cheaper, yes.
How much of that is true, Akos? You follow, you've got a lot of the businesses going on there anymore. Is that still the case?
Every single day we deal with it. And right now, and here's the deal, if the product is automated, which the world is becoming more automated.
Yeah.
Like, for example, plastics.
The making of the product.
Making of the product. If you have to use humans, China is cheaper. But if you don't have to use humans, like a lot of these mold makers and plastic manufacturers, it just comes down to the price of the plastic. And quite frankly, it's a commodity. The price of the plastic is just as cheap here as it is over there. So it just comes down to how many hands touch it. And if you have to touch it with hands, China is cheaper. But most things don't need to be touched with hands. And that's why I keep arguing to the inventors, make it in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, because people are now really conscious. Look at Walmart stock in the last quarter. People, it's like McDonald's stock. People are really finally getting the gist of eating good food, other than John, who stops at McDonald's with regularity.
No, I don't. Only once a month for a Big Mac.
And then there is Walmart. Do you go to Walmart? Do you shop at Walmart?
Yeah.
It's the best prop shopping place for live shopping channels. You can prop
that
entire... So when you go on live shopping channels, you have to have props. Like yesterday, you guys were listening to the live... Yeah. I have props, beakers, and clothes, and it's the most... It's the best place to go buy props. You can go to a shopping channel, you have an airing, you can go to Walmart and get every prop you need.
I know when you say, like, you're staging a house or real estate?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
We're staging a demonstration on live shopping. No. So, for example, tomorrow I'll be selling my 18-in-1 tool with a hatchet. Well, I'll go there. We buy all the bolts and we buy all the things we cut and hack. And
you're selling hatchets?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do with that after that guy, after the hatchet attack? Isn't somebody going to stick their nose in the air about that?
You're going to see this thing. We have an 18-in-1 tool. We invented it about 2 years ago. We developed it.
I got an idea. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Just a minute.
Rich, go to HSN.com. Look up 18-in-1 tool.
I love a Swiss Army hatchet.
Yes.
I want to know, and I'm serious about this, I want to know how it is that I get you guys on with me, and we have all of this stuff. We extol the value and virtue of all these things. I have none, zero, squat any of the products that you're promoting. That
I want one of these.
I have
all. That thing is awesome.
What in the world is that?
That's stuff we all get. I thought you were asking for stuff, so we played our stuff we all get inventive swag music for you. Rich,
Doug,
isn't that the coolest thing?
Isn't
that the coolest thing?
It's very cool.
How about if I use it as something I would use on the farm, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can keep it in your pocket all day long, every day.
Really?
So, Rich, you're looking at it, right? So I start the demonstration by holding up this little teeny tiny little Swiss Army knife, and I say, and I can't say Swiss Army knife because it's trademark, so I say, here's a knife that is an Army knife from a country that's declared as neutrality. I've never seen the army. And then I hold up the side of that hatchet. I go, this is an American army knife right here. It's got a hatchet. You can cut that.
And a hammer.
Uh-huh. Yes, and a hammer.
Good,
yeah.
Good Lord.
I'll sell that tomorrow. I'll be selling it tomorrow.
All right, so I need to have more of these things.
Is that a bottle cap opener?
Yes, it is, of course.
Sold.
Sold. We should be getting them because we're promoting them. We should have all of this stuff.
We'll send you some.
We'll get you a box of swag.
We'll get you
all right.
Box of swag.
Anyway, well, John's now all excited because I'm going to Florida in December for my physical.
And it's a long way to go for a physical. You know, I've heard that there's doctors all over the country.
But not this one. This one really is good. And he actually cares about me and spends a day with me. And you guys probably should meet him. I got to bring you over.
There. We would come spend a day with him.
Yeah, we'll have a big steak.
We care about you.
We have a steak.
Wait. Hold on a minute.
Steaks are not allowed in this guy's town.
Back to the 18-in-1 tool.
Oh.
Doug, this thing has knives and little saws and a hatchet and
a
hammer.
It's perfect for me in my toolbox on my truck.
Are you ready for this? Kill all the lawyers. It comes with an instruction sheet.
Really? How much is this thing, Akos? How much?
Do you have to include the instruction sheet so you don't get sued if somebody misuses it?
Yes, of course.
We don't want anybody
misusing the axe.
It's 20 bucks.
20 bucks.
Where do you get it made?
China. That one's China because there are some elements like stainless steel and stuff that are still cheaper over there.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a great item. It's one of my hottest selling items at Christmas time.
I'm trying
that
to.
That and the weather shield. The weather shield you stick in your car to prevent the snow from going
up. Yeah. You know what I love about Acos, John? He never misses an opportunity.
Nope.
That's why he's the champion promoter and pimper and
the pimper.
And he's a pitchman. Yeah, 888-877-0490.
Rich, send me your address. I'll send you one too.
Notice he didn't ask me for my address.
And
you have my
here's why Acos is so good. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
this is one of the first things I learned as a car salesman.
Yeah.
Believe in what you're selling.
Richie used to be a car salesman.
Yes. Believe in what you're selling. If you do not believe in what you're selling, people aren't going to believe you when you give the pitch. If you truly believe that what you're selling is the coolest thing that they've ever had to own, they will buy it.
And the other side of that is that if you are a good salesman, my father taught me this. My father was an excellent salesman. He was a guy who grew up in Boston, South Boston, the gangs of South Boston, no education. He was an orphan, and he learned how to sell. And he sold, he got into the clothing business and was very, very good at selling a product that wasn't that good. But he sold more of them than anybody else. And his company became the biggest company of its type in the country because of his ability to convince people that this stuff was really better than it was. And I think that that's under the... And that wasn't... I mean, it's not like not telling the truth. No, but
he sold Zanzibel. You can confess it.
Well, he sold a lot of stuff that was like that.
Yeah,
he would have loved Acos. My God,
what's a Zanzibel?
It's a
you don't remember the stretch pants?
No,
with the elastic waist.
After the hour on Good Day, Michael and Benji.
I say 10, 4, 5, 12. How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager,
Summer Ale,
Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Get responsibly.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 23 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio with Akos Jankura, who has solved a lot of problems for a lot of people over the years by coming up with products and ideas that are just plain helpful. That's why he's called the Solutions. Well, he finds solutions to problems, puts them together, and has helped a lot of people do that same thing, along with John Cremins, who is another award-winning pitch person. My Cool Inventions on the radio for a number of years. I ran into these fellas when we were putting together some pitches of our own for Dream Big America, which is another contest-based operation that aims to highlight entrepreneurs and inventors, that sort of thing, get them attention, come up with ideas to help them make it in the great American commodity market, because that's really what this is. We're all consumers of commodities. You come up with something. We have somebody we're going to meet later on today named Frank Sapia, who has a plunger. Is this a toilet plunger?
It is.
Really? What else can you do with a toilet? This is a two-in-one plunger. What else can you do with it besides plunger?
He's got the sort of the snake thing that goes down there all built into it, so it's an all-in-one.
A snake as an addition. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That's good. All right, yesterday, Akos, you missed nothing. James Ruskansky had an interesting idea for this time of year, but he was horrible in his presentation. What do we come up with on that, John, as far as thumbs up or thumbs down are concerned?
I lost it now.
Did he do better than we thought?
It went bad. It went bad for him.
It was bad.
It's coming right now. We did 67% thumbs down.
Thumbs down?
Yes.
I don't remember we've ever had
thumbs down.
Bad. So we only had 33% thumbs up.
That's when the real crowd overwhelms the social media crowd.
It understands how bad it is. That's too bad because, I don't know whether the idea is any good or not, but he was, you love this this medium, Akos, and you're good in it. We all have gotten to where we are because I guess we're fairly good at what we do, and so we are spoiled because when we interview somebody, when you talk to somebody, they actually give you an answer versus, and I've run into this every once in a while over the years, because I've interviewed about 15, 16,000 people, somebody figured out once, on the radio, and when you get to somebody and you go through this elaborate introduction and then you have questions and the answer to the question is yes, and that's it. And then you ask them another question, and no, that's the answer, and then ask them another, well, maybe.
And so that's how this went yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
It was really, it was tragic. It's too bad because I wanted the, I guess, John, didn't we want it to work because of the time of year? It seemed to fit.
Yeah, I wanted it. You know, I liked it. And I mean, I even envisioned the whole spot I would do and how I would actually create it. Because I think the viral play on that would be big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you did it right, goofy enough. It had to be a little goofy, right?
Yeah.
But, it get people just drawn in, and they may say, that's an actual product? Maybe I'll get one of those.
All right. So
that's what I thought. But evidently I'm wrong.
Frank Sapia, and then tomorrow's contestant have to beat Jean McGilton. I think you missed her on Monday, Akos. She was very good. The head hammock is a great idea. And so under the circumstances, this may be something that is tough to beat for the week. So what do we... All right, we have all kinds of noise in the background here.
What are you watching? Gardeners are watching TV now?
I'm listening to myself. Meredith just came in. She's got her iPhone, iPad, whatever the heck it is on, listening. And so she's listening to your dulcet tones. One thing I would like to... I got about 30 seconds to tell people about something that maybe we'll spend a minute or two on when we come back in a few moments. There's a fellow, a game inventor named John Spinello, who created the game Operation. Are you too familiar with that game?
Yes, I used to love that game.
You did? Okay. I'm the only one in the room who apparently never heard of the game because I didn't play games when I was a kid. So I guess I missed out. But we learned that this man needs a serious operation, and he sold Operation for $500. That's it. So he never realized the benefits of it, and as an older man, he now needs a serious operation. There's a crowd fund to support the money that's needed to give this guy an operation. It's called, you can go to iloveoperation.com and find out more about it. So I thought we'd talk about it for a minute and meet our inventor coming right up here.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000. Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a 4-inch long fishing lure with huge hooks dangling off the end that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first Wacky Warning Label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape, and it warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair, we've had a lot of fun with that one. And when my boys were younger, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's hosts wondered why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits here, the courts can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now if you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos Jankura. Does that flow off? Which flows? John Creeman's. How does that flow off of your lips and your tongue? Or Doug Steffen? Or Akos Jankura? There's a lot of consonants in Jankura. Akos Jankura.
There are.
Consonants. Consonants. Constant continent. That sounds like some.
I'd be your like
kind of
humble servant. You don't have to actually, you know, use
that
flowing
right. Very good.
As long as they send the money, I'm fine. 1-888-877.
I get that. That's so. See what else we can pitch. All right. So I was talking for a minute. Let me just give this thing another moment, and then we'll introduce Akos. Is going to bring us around to introducing Frank Sapia and figure out how this plunger works, because this looks like a household. This looks like something everybody ought to have in their house, if it's what I think it is. We were talking about John Spinello, who was the creator of the game Operation, and the fact that he has now an operational need. The reason that I'm really telling the story, most people remember Operation, and that's cool, but the essence of how this works as a crowdfund and how I'm giving you this information for you to think about as a way to use this facility. Crowdfunding is a very important part of the entrepreneurial business, the inventing world today. It's a fabulous way to get funding for a project like most of the things that we talk about. But as an added sort of aside, it's being used in other ways to help people. And I just thought this was the guy's name who's behind this fellow named Tim Walsh, who met Spinello when writing books about these people who made all these games. And he found out that he needed some help, and so he created this crowdfund at iloveoperation.com. And so I just thought I would bring that to people. If you liked Operation and maybe you're frazzled a bit to hear that this guy really didn't ever make any money on it, and it was a fabulously popular game, somebody made millions, ACOS, on this. Millions.
I think it's Hasbro.
Milton Bradley
licensed it from whoever he sold the $500, you know, for
right.
$500.
He sold it for $500 to somebody, and that guy licensed it, and he made all the money. So anyway, and that's the way it is sometimes. You don't know what you've got. Always have faith, though, especially with guys like ACOS and John around who know how to do this. Those of you who listen to the program every day and you hear us with all of these ideas and all these people, it's not an accident. These people who have put these ideas together worked hard. They just need to have the next step explained to them or have some help, and that's why we are here to do this. And as our next example, Frank Sapia, S-A-P-I-A, ACOS, what's his story?
Yes, Frank Sapia has invented the 2-in-1 plunger. You know, and when I first saw the application, I thought, wow, what is that? But I looked at the pictures. What a good idea. It's a, it combines, you know, sometimes the plumbers need to do a snake, and they need to
What a snake is, because a lot of people don't know. They know plunger, but they don't know what a snake is.
So these hard wires that kind of go down through your plumbing system to, you know,
what happened?
Well, I think we dropped them.
You dropped them? Nice job, Reggie.
Well, let me see if I can get them back here. Hold on.
Should we go to a commercial for a moment? We'll do that. We'll pause for a moment while Richie fixes whatever technical problem we have.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
All right, 22 before the hour. ACOS was really good. Too bad we couldn't hear it. Yeah, that was great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, why don't you start one more time?
All right. So Frank Sapia with his 2-in-1 plunger. Frank, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
So are you a plumber?
Actually, no, I'm not. I work in law enforcement.
You work in law enforcement, but you invented the 2-in-1 plumber. Describe to us, what is this 2-in-1 plumber?
Basically, what I did was I incorporated a 3-foot auger, actually made it smaller, and I put it into an extended plunger handle, which will allow the homeowner to plunge or snake his toilet if need be.
But it's only 3 feet long.
Yes, and normally most plungers normally happen within the elbow or F section of the toilet.
Really? I've ever used a snake, I've always had to have the long one, like 50 feet, and often, this is because I have a farm and stuff gets plugged up with some stuff that's a little tougher than the normal bill of fare. But I always get in there. Sometimes you hand crank them. Sometimes you put a motorized snake in there. But when I was thinking, when ACARS described this, thinking of it as a sort of snake and plunger together, I'm thinking of something a lot longer. But I guess you're right. You must have done the research on this, right, to know that most of the stoppages are within 3 feet of the top of the toilet.
Correct. I've talked to a lot of plumbers, and that's probably so. I mean, majority of the problems are using too much toilet paper on, you know, in the household. You know, with kids.
Or sticking things down the toilet that you ought not to stick down the toilet. Ah, right.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Right. You never do that, right, Kester? You stick things on the toilet? You're not supposed to?
Never.
Okay. No. John, you haven't done that either, have you?
No.
Okay.
So you've got a great, sounds like you've got a great invention here. Yeah. So you took the regular plunger and you've modified it to have extra features to make it better.
Correct.
So, are you manufacturing them? Are people buying them? Or do people like your idea? Do they say, hey, what a great idea? Or they say it's unnecessary? What's the feedback you're getting on this plunger?
Family and friends love the idea, and then they always tell me, oh, I wish I had that, or last week I wish I had one, or, you know, you're going to do great with it. I have a company right now out of San Diego that's doing the final phase of the actual manufacturing product to have it store ready.
How have you funded this? How have you gotten the money to do this?
I have an investor friend that's involved in it with me who, you know, feels strongly about the product.
How much you have to give to him? How much you have to give up to give him to get him to give you money?
How much?
Yeah, how much should you give him? He's not going to take a piece of it.
She's going to take a percentage of it, yes. But it's out of friendship as well.
Yeah, but what's the percentage?
I'd say roughly about maybe 25%.
Here's what I'm getting at. If you have a friend or no friend, and if he wants to, if you want him to stay a friend, you better have that deal in writing so that you both understand what the deal is. You don't want to be, if you really value, this guy obviously values you, but he must see that this is going to amount to something. I've seen more people lose their friendships over things like, well, I thought I was going to get 60%. No, I thought you were going to get 40%. Have you got it all down?
Correct. I have it all down. We sat down. We talked about it.
No. Do you have it on a piece of paper?
Yes, we do.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Perfect.
We sat down with an attorney, and we have it all straight away.
Awesome. That's what to do. So, Frank, here's what we're going to do. Like always, we're going to get you to give a pitch for 60 seconds, and our listener is going to vote. Listeners vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, hitting the vote button, voting thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text to vote by texting the word thumbs up and thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. That's 22333. Or you can phone us, say thumbs up or thumbs down by calling 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. The listeners are ready. Frank, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Rich, let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm here to tell you about the new redesigned 2-in-1 power plunger. Let's just say your basic toilet plunger was unable to loosen up the bathroom plug or structure. But with this newly redesigned power plunger, you simply pull up on the handle, twist and push down, locking the telescoping handle in place, which will expose a 2.5-foot rubber-coated plumbing snake that will not scratch your porcelain bowl while in use. Guys, the best part is this plunger was designed with a built-in cranking device that has been aesthetically streamlined and easily located at the top section of the handle, which will allow the consumer, with just a simple flick of the finger, access the crank device, which is capable of rotating 360 degrees to loosen up whatever obstruction is blocking your toilet without ever having to pay for an outrageous house call. I want to thank you for having me on, and remember, vote thumbs up for the next number one product, and let's do away with number two. And like us on Facebook.com/TheUltimateSlogan Plunger for discounted purchase price.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah, it's time for another joke.
Hi, right, but I don't know how much it costs. How much?
$34.95.
Yeah, but you didn't say that in your pitch.
$34.95. So, Frank, are you actually making them and selling them, or are you still in just the manufacturing process?
We are at the final phase of manufacturing product, and we should have something up and running, website, on the middle of December.
So when you're ready, you get me a sample. Let me tell you, one of the hottest categories right now is sweeping the world and cleaning, is a new toilet cleaning device. This category is antiquated technology. Has been, I mean, we haven't changed the things that we do to clean our toilet for probably 50 years or 100 years. I don't know how many years. And there's a couple companies in Germany taking advantage of that, and there's sales like crazy. The Wonder Brush is, I watch it sell for an incredible amount of money, and it's obvious there's a big hunger for people who want to improve this the use of their house. I think you have a winner. So when you're ready, I'd be happy to show that to an HSN buyer or a QVC buyer. And I am a category, I do a lot of work in the cleaning category. I think you've got a great product there, and I wish you all the best of luck to it. And listener, you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down by texting the word to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down. That's 22333. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and you can see there the vote actively going on. You could phone us at 1-888-877-0490. John, pretty good invention.
Yeah, I think so too.
Poop is big.
Say what?
Poop is big.
Poop is big.
It's a good continuity program. It's it's always happening.
Can I? Yeah, all right. It's plenty of reorders.
Yeah. Yes.
Just the point that I was trying to make there, one of the things that you guys have become so well known for, and I'd like us to continue, is we're here to help. We're here to give people encouragement, ideas, help. And so I'm asking a question that would come to my mind. I would never come up with a deal unless I knew it was clearly stated that this is what everybody got. Otherwise, you dig yourself from experience. You dig yourself into a huge hole, and all your work could be for naught. So part of the idea of having these people on is so the people who are listening are the pre-stage, perhaps. Some people have an idea and they want to come to this an idea. The essence of what we have here is a helpful operation to steer you in the right direction. That's why I was as pointed as I was. And don't you think that's part of our job here, guys, to give people
It is very important. Help. And I have seen a lot of people get in trouble on their contracts, especially with their friends.
Yeah.
This is business, and he's probably got that done. Hopefully he's done it well. And
yeah.
I actually believe he's got something here. There's a product here that is commonly used in every household. I am a guy looking for the next doorknob because I love it when everybody can use it. And
you love knobs? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, I do. I love it when it's so common that everybody needs it on every door.
Yeah, why not?
And I think this is a product that could be in every house. And it sounds, I think he's a little high in the price. He might be, as I
$29.95 or something.
$5 out of the money, that's what I think, bucks. He probably could get this down to $19.99. The other question is how is his intellectual property? This is one of those products that if he does not have that tied up, it's such a good idea that I know of half a dozen people that would jump on
grab
it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's easy to knock it off under these circumstances. Yeah, right, it is. Those sort of things are very easy to knock off. Listen, if Jeep goes out and buys a Range Rover and designs their whole car around a cheaper Range Rover, you don't think somebody can knock off something like this? That's what it's all about.
But
all
right. He could have the next $100 million idea.
God love him. Akos Jankura, John Creamans, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
I have a book, Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill oil. Just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply.
supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to make a dose today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What was to be a spectacular sight in the early evening sky turned into a spectacular explosion. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. An unmanned Antares rocket carrying thousands of pounds of fresh supplies to the International Space Station lifted off just before 6:30 last night Eastern Time at the Wallops Flight Facility on the Virginia shore. Had everything gone smoothly, the rocket would have been visible, clear skies permitting, up and down the East Coast. But everything did not go smoothly. Moments after clearing the launch tower, the rocket exploded. This is what it sounded like, followed by the instructions from launch control.
And launch team, be advised, stay at your consoles.
And that was followed by this statement from the mission control announcer.
Rocket suffering catastrophic anomaly shortly after liftoff.
Flames could be seen burning an hour after the fireball erupted. There was significant damage to the launch complex, but no one was injured. Orbital Sciences is the private company that built this rocket, and it confirmed last night that a destruct command was issued after the Antares rocket started to experience technical problems shortly after the launch.
launch. This was the third NASA mission for Orbital Sciences, which has a $2 billion contract with NASA for 8 resupply missions to the space station. As for those supplies that never made it to the crew, NASA says the crew on the space station is well stocked and isn't in any danger with this break in the supply chain. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to pick up where they left off yesterday. Solid gains all the way around. The Dow up 187 points to 17,001. S&P gained 23 points. NASDAQ up by 78. U.S. government buildings are heightening their security protocols. More than 9,000 government facilities across the country will get extra security from the Federal Protective Service. Homeland Security calls the action prudent because of continued terrorist threats and last week's attack on the Canadian Parliament. Some closing notes. First, the multi-state lottery known as Mega Millions. Jackpot for last night's drawing, $252 million. No one matched all of the numbers. So, this Friday night, jackpot will be $284 million. Next, World Series, Game 6 last night in Kansas City. Royals crushed the Giants 10-0 to force a seventh and deciding game tonight in KC. Royals manager Ned Yost said this is what it's all about.
When I was 10 years old, hitting rocks in the backyard, trying to hit it over the fence for a home run, you know, I never one time thought, okay, bases loaded, two out, bottom of the ninth, Game 5 of the World Series.
What Ned is saying is that it's all about Game 7, and that's what we have tonight. And finally, the sounds of something that happened 2 years ago today. The sounds of Hurricane Sandy, which struck the Northeast on October 29, 2012. In fact, the winds you're listening to are from my own backyard on Long Island, New York, 2 years ago today. For areas hit much harder than mine, repairs continue with billions already spent on infrastructure and more work to come. In the days that followed Hurricane Sandy, so many of us were literally powerless. No power in my house for 6 days, and a gasoline shortage that led to long gas lines, along with searches for stations that were open, producing this kind of frustration.
I know people that have been alive for like 45 minutes to an hour, and they get up and there's nothing left. So then they got to go on for the next search.
Odd even license plate gas rationing went into effect for about a week to reduce the lines. All of that happened as a result of a storm so many of us won't ever forget. And oh yes, Sandy did lead to this purchase by yours truly. And literally minutes after buying this $1,000 generator, my lights came back on. Chances are I will never lose power again, not unless I decide to sell this generator. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.